following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease and a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We're on the road today on this Monday, and it is a scorcher already, but at least we are outside to enjoy it at Menlark Hills Golf Course in Kearney for the annual Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble and Golf Benefit. Full field this year, third year, and we've been talking with the folks since its infancy, if you want to use that little play on words, but it was a small gathering to start things off. Last year it doubled up, and this year it's full. And we're looking forward to being out here again in the next hour, and we'll talk with a couple of folks from the Children's Home about what this is all about. Of course, last week Brianna was with us on the program and previewed it a little bit, and we'll talk about that. But that's why we're here today on this Monday, to help them out and let folks get the word out about what the Nebraska Children's Home is doing, adoption agency, how you can adopt, how families can get in touch with them, and how that whole process works. But we're also going to talk, of course, sports here. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer engineer Merritt Lawson, back at the studio. If you would like to send us an email, we would love to hear from you. Fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to have you on the program today. A lot to talk about locally. You had Miss Basketball, American Legion Baseball, just to touch the tip of the iceberg. Obviously, over the world, you've got a lot to talk about as well with the World Cup, with the British Open and everything else that's going on, getting a little closer maybe on the NFL. But, Daddy, big weekend, had a couple of days, wasn't around. Our Big 12 preview will continue. We'll go to Illinois today. That's supposed to be the sleeper team maybe in the entire division, the entire league, and we'll talk about that as well with Bob Osmussen from Champaign about how things look for the Illini this year.
Yeah, we continue to get people from all 12 teams, and I think people are enjoying that. Tomorrow up, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Then about the next 3 days, folks, and this is just random draw here, you're going to have Michigan, you're going to have Penn State, you're going to have the biggest names coming the rest of this week. So you want to stick it right here and listen to 12 teams in 12 days. We lead up to Big Ten Media Days. But you mentioned, Doug, I think the golf, more than even the World Cup and the disappointment there, you know, you got to talk a little bit about that. But I think the British Open – overshadowed that. And Phil made such a great run, but Clark was playing so well. I'm already tired of the. It's back to the LeBron choked. It's back to the Phil choked again. Phil had to go make birdies. When he tried to make shots, they resulted, instead of birdies, they resulted in double bogeys. He fell backwards instead of forwards. It was him trying to make something happen. He didn't choke. Clark outplayed everybody.
You can't choke if you were never in the lead. All right? That's the first thing that has to be out there. You can't choke unless you were in the lead at some point or you were the favorite at some point. I'll tell you what, again, gone vacation a little bit this weekend. We were outdoors. I didn't see hardly anything after Thursday morning of the British Open except some of the highlights and the replay last night. Got to see some of that as well. Listen to the World Cup as I was driving back yesterday. If you can't root for Darren Clark, then who can you root for? This is a guy just like Jimenez who's always been fun to watch, has never been able to finish the deal in a major. He's always been there, but always has a bad round or has something weird happen that keeps him from winning it. And he's a fun guy, and he goes out to play golf. Darren Clark's not trying to be number one in the world anymore. He's trying to make a living, and he's trying to enjoy it while he's out there. But what a leaderboard yesterday. I mean, I think you could have rooted for anybody on that leaderboard to win. Clark, Mickelson, Thomas Bjorn, who had the problem, had the first round lead, and then had the problems when they played there in 2003.
Didn't know he was even in the tournament until Monday at noon. He's a fifth alternate and then he has the lead. You're right. You go up with that Dustin Johnson. I mean, the kid, you know, people are, yeah, that's the guy that ground his club in the bunker, not bunker, whatever, at the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. Yeah, that's him. So that's the one that everybody's shaking their heads at that he just took in stride. Says, hey, I'll put myself in position to be in these golf tournaments. You know, I'll have my opportunities to win some down the road.
I mean, Anthony Kim was there. Ricky Fowler was there. Chad Campbell, who has done some good things in the past, was there. He's one bad round of winning from the whole thing. He actually had three rounds under 70. I think maybe him and Clark were the only two golfers that had three rounds under 70. Everybody had a problem in there with a par 70 course. Davis Love III was in there. Tom Watson played well again. You didn't have to worry about Rory McIlroy. He was out of this fairly early. You did have Miguel Angel Jimenez in there for a while but had a bad last day. You had some
Sergio.
Fun guys up there. Sergio for them.
Yeah.
You had a mix of everything. Martin Keimer, one of the top players in the world. Stricker, after everybody says there's just no way, he's got to fly over, he's off the wind. He shoots three over par. He's in there with Keimer and Glover tied for 12th at the three over par for the tournament. So you had a mixture of everything, the favorites, the old, the talented, the new guys, the guys that have struggled lately, like a Sergio or a Clark, and they were all on the leaderboard.
And let's be honest, a lot of this had to do not only the way you played the golf course, which obviously is critical, but when you played this golf course. Saturday morning, you wake up and the winds and the rain, I mean, it's just some of the worst, you know, those guys are going to the 10. Is this the worst conditions you've ever played in? And people saying, well, in college, we saw some conditions similar to this, you know, the way the season set up, you know. So you had to get the right tee times, and things had to fall a little bit right for you to play in some conditions that were favorable as well. Certainly added to who won this golf tournament. But Northern Ireland, three out of the last six major winners, with Rory, of course, winning. Everybody's knowing the young phenom in Royal McIlroy. Now Darren Clark, and do you know who the other one is?
Graham McDowell.
Yeah, there you go. Is that a name that's going to? I mean, people will remember those three. Will be paired forever. I got to think with how they've won major championships here in just the last six majors that have been held.
Not forever. If they win again or they continue to do well, then fine. Yeah. But if Graham McDowell never wins again, you're going to forget about Graham McDowell. I mean, Graham McDowell, really, he's been competitive, but he's got to win again. Darren Clark's a fun lover, and he's been on the Ryder Cup team. You'll remember him, and you have to think with Roy being the talent that he is, he'll be around for a long, long time. So, it just kind of continues the strangeness of the moment a little bit, where you've got a ton of different teams doing a ton of different things to try and win major golf tournaments. And you've had, what is it now, 13 out of the last 13 have all been somebody different. So there's obviously nobody dominant, but you got some of the same guys that are battling for it. And it makes it fun. If Tiger's not going to be in, And if he ever does come back to a popularity, you'll definitely be able to point to the time when Tiger wasn't in, because you had all these other guys a chance to get a major title. And, you know, Schwartzel played well. A couple of these guys that have won majors lately that folks thought, well, these are one-timers, we'll never hear from again. They've done okay. They've done okay.
Yeah, I think that draws a lot of people. And then, of course, you've got the storylines and the relationships Darren Clark made with some of the United States guys and Phil Mickelson, and going through some of the same tribulations or whatever you want to call them that his wife went through with her breast cancer, Darren Clark's wife dying of breast cancer, two young boys, 12 and 10 years old. Him, he's re-engaged. I mean, he's getting engaged again. It's a pretty good story for a guy 42 years old that likes to go out there and really question even the game as close to a month ago, saying, I don't know, how many more times I'm going to have to do this, and coming out and then taking home the claret jug.
Well, and again, we're here at Metal Arc Hills for the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble. Glad to be here, and we get to see, we're sitting right up here on the 10 tee box, so watching the practice green as teams kind of make the turn. You just see the talent that continues to drive up here and wait to tee off. You see these great teams that are probably 6, 7, 8 under after just six holes. You know,
four holes. They're eagled every night.
They're doing an outstanding job out there, and you see they're from all over too, because that's one thing, as we've talked with Aaron Bly and Matt Prash and Brianna last week, and I apologize, I didn't jot her last name down.
Woodside
last week. We've had those folks on the show over the last few years that have either had adopted or looking to adopt or work with the agency, and you see folks from around central Nebraska. It's not just Kearney people here. It's not just Hastings people here. You see them from throughout central Nebraska that have been affected or helped or touched by this agency, and they're here supporting today with this full field.
117 years they've been doing it. We've just been a part of it and trying to promote the deal for 3 years. This is the first thing about going to two courses next year. This event's growing like that. So there's some excitement there and a great opportunity to come out, have some fun, donate a little money for the Nebraska Children's Home Society.
And such pretty ladies, too.
Yeah,
today.
As they bring us things, they continue to get more and more pretty.
Exactly. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we can't get through the first segment. And again, coming up on the show today, we preview Illinois with Bob Osmussen of the Champaign News Gazette. But, Daddy, before we get to that, we also have to bring up soccer here in this first segment. I've been listening to Mike and Mike a little bit. I've been listening to Colin Cowherd, who's automatically taken that opposite side again today. I mean, he must listen to Mike and Mike and then just go the other way, because he's done it again today. There are two ways I have figured to look at this, and after the initial shock wore off, you can hear the American players saying the right thing. You know, if anybody else is going to win, it should be Japan, or it needed to be Japan because of what their country is going through here this year with the floods and the earthquakes and the tsunamis and however you want to categorize it. But there are two ways to look at this. Here's what I've decided anyway. The sporting way to look at it, as a sporting event or as a worldwide news event that we have seen over the last few days with folks doing, you know, it's not just a new sports story, it's a news story for all these countries. Okay, from a news perspective, yes, the country of Japan, this is something that, you know, can bring them together even more, give them at least a reason to celebrate, give them a reason to be happy, give the world a reason to appreciate that Japan was able to overcome what they've had and their team come in. From a sporting standpoint, use choke if you want, don't use choke if you want. Colin Cowherd said that, you know, this U.S. team never was all over. Yes, they were. They dominated this game, and they made crucial mistakes. The goal that Japan got in regular time was a horrible, and I mean, this is from non-soccer players, but you don't have to be a soccer player to realize when one of your own teammates kicks it off another teammate 5 feet from the goal, and you don't just kick it out of bounds or clear it out of there, and it just becomes a cluster, and the Japanese gal is just right there and boots it past Hope Solo, has no chance. It's just horrible, horrible play. Horrible play. The United States had a chance to be way, I mean, everybody said, the one gal could have had a hat trick in the first half. The United States by far was the best team. They've won all 25 matches that they played with Japan. Somebody was trying to throw this out to the reverse U.S.-Russia hockey. Well, that's not the case, because these are all pros. These are all athletic people. But it is in the atmosphere of that. I mean, there are huge upsets And if, you know, if this would have been reversed, if Japan would have been number one in the world and the United States had won, they've been talking about how big this upset was. This was an incredible upset. Incredible upset. The United States had beaten them 25 times, three times this year. There's no way this Japanese team should have won talent versus talent, but it was that 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000 time, and they got it done yesterday because the Americans, well, the Americans let them.
I want to start by talking about it. How do you miss penalty kicks like we missed them? I don't know. You know, I don't.
I never got to penalty kicks.
I understand that, but when you get there, you certainly thought with Hope Solo back there, America had the obvious advantage. Then some things had to go right. You know, the girl gets one out of there with her foot, misses the wrong way, flails a right leg back, and knocks a kick out. Hope Solo dives the right way, gets a hand on it, it deflects and goes in. You know what? Maybe the stars just aligned. It was Japan's time, and maybe somebody, you know, maybe somebody just decided it was time for something good to happen for Japan and let them celebrate a little bit. This was, you know, they knocked off the host nation, supposedly the world power in Germany.
But again, that's what I'm talking about. You're going to look at it from a sports perspective or a world perspective, because if you're looking at it from a sports perspective, you cannot side that Japan was the better team.
Well, you're right. Abby Wambach, fourth goal in six matches. I was actually over to a buddy's house, and they said, oh, they're going to bronze her dome after this one. And one of the ladies there said, is this just for third place? I said, no, they're talking. She's got all of her goals are with the header, and they're going to bronze it, and her dome meaning her head. And she's like, oh, I thought this was for the world, you know, for the World Cup. I mean, the plays that the United States made, and those are going to be remembered. You know, I think they'll be remembered even beyond, you know, Brandi Chastain. But when you think about World Cup soccer, Abby Wambach's going to be a name that's forever entrenched in sports fans' minds.
No.
Yes.
Here's the deal.
Forever.
Hope forever. Merritt, write it down. That on this date next year, I'm going to say Abby Wambach, and Tony will have absolutely no idea who it is.
I think
here's the problem, Tony. This is another thing. This is the next level of that, though. This cost all the stars on the U.S. team maybe the rest of their lives. Financially, professionally, all the opportunities to be with ESPN. I mean, why were there so many 1999 World Cuppers over in Germany with ESPN? Where were the 2003 World Cuppers? Where were the 2007 World Cuppers? No. That's the unfortunate thing. There are some great athletes. You might remember Hope Solo because of her unique name. You might remember Abby Wambach. But in time, we went through the Nebraska list of the last 12 years, and people, even us in some instances, couldn't remember great athletes in lesser-known sports. 10 years, there's no way you're going to remember who Abby Wambach was. None, zero. There's no chance because you're not a soccer fan. You're not a die-hard soccer follower. If you are a die-hard soccer fan, yes, you're going to know it. It'd be just like asking you one of these NFL guys from 20 years ago or an NBA guy from 20 years ago. Yeah, you're going to remember the superstars on certain teams.
But I think this is a team that the way they came back and the way they got there, you know, I think that people will remember.
Number one in the world didn't win it, bottom line.
No, they didn't. They failed to do it, and yeah, it's disappointing for everybody. I'm sure nobody's more disappointed than they are, but I still think Abby Wambach, I think Shannon Box, I think there's going to be some names when you say them, you're going to go, yeah, those were soccer players.
You surprise me. You give some of these high school kids a harder time than you give these professional women soccer players on the number one team in the world. Yeah, we wanted them to win. That's not the point here. I'm just taking USA off the front of the jersey. They were number one in the world, and they didn't win. And they lost to a very inferior team.
And the tallest player was 5'7", Wambach 6'1". I just think the goals that the United States made were so spectacular. And then you give Japan goals. Yeah, it sucked. The deal stunk because American had to be a $450, $500 favorite to win this.
And it was exciting. Now, don't get me wrong on that. The whole thing was exciting. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be talking about it. Other people wouldn't be talking about it. Folks that aren't even huge sports fans, wouldn't have been worried about it, wouldn't have had it on television, wouldn't have been listening to it on the radio, trying to find out, trying to keep up with that two, what ended up being closer to 3 hours worth of a soccer yesterday. So it will help the sport. There's no doubt about it as it continues to grow. But again, there are different ways to look at it. And from a purely competitive sporting event, the United States did not win something that they should have won yesterday. A week ago, maybe they shouldn't have won this whole thing. The way it stacked out, one day yesterday, they should have won.
You said it. Yes, they should have won.
Well, they're just going to have to get bigger, faster, and stronger, folks. Young ladies, as they get ready to be soccer players, a couple of years we'll get ready for the men to do it again. But you want to get bigger, faster, stronger, you can get help from Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island. They're there for you every single day, and folks are getting fitter every single day as well.
Yeah, because they go to Complete Nutrition and they find Reveal Extreme, the maximum strength weight loss formula. Accelerate your weight loss, eliminate bad nighttime habits, tone stubborn fat, step 1, 2, and 3. They know it's there for you, the accelerated body toner, nighttime hybrid, Reveal. If you're a woman out there, you want to get to Complete Nutrition and check this out. If you're in Grand Island, they're right off of Highway 281, located just north of Gordman's, or in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, right along 2nd Avenue. Whether you're looking to increase strength, whether you're looking for just a dietary supplement, vitamins, they've got it. Mega Shred, Lean and Cut Muscle Definitions, the Shred Stack. They'll tell you all about it. Get up in the morning. Your ultimate pre-workout matrix for energy, size, strength, and endurance, go berserk. They've got it for you. Complete Nutrition's where it's at. Go to CompleteNutrition.com or speak to a consultant today at either one of the stores. They know about all this stuff, folks. They'll put you on the right path to Complete Nutrition.
We're live at Metal Arc Hills Golf Course, one of the finest facilities of the entire state of Nebraska, for the annual Fairways and Dreams golf tournament for the Nebraska Children's Home. We've been a part of this the last 3 years. We're back here today. The golfers are teed off this morning at 10 a.m. It's all ready, as you know, out there. Very sultry, I believe, is a word that Daddy likes to use from time to time. But we're here. We're going to be talking more about the Nebraska Children's Home and all the great things they do. Of course, you can go online, check out their website for more information. But when we come back, our 12 teams in 12 days will continue. We will preview the Fighting Illini of Illinois with Bob Osmussen of the Champaign News-Gazette as the Illinois Illini trying to overcome the Big Three, as you would tend to think, in the Big Ten Conference with this Legends and Leaders division and how everything pan out. Tony, there's some teams here that they've got to overcome, and they are, I think everybody's number 4 pick right now is what it seems to be, because they know they're better than the teams at the bottom of their conference in Purdue and Indiana. But you got Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State as people look for, can they get by one, maybe even two of those teams and get their first back-to-back winning seasons in nearly 20 years? We'll talk with Bob Osmussen when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the hill here at Metal Arc Hills.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll up to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for a special offer.
12 teams, 12 days. days, and it all starts like this.
A gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, Y optional, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No damn Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break. It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan. Michigan State. Minnesota. The Wildcats of Northwestern. And your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division. The Fighting Illini. Indiana. Ohio State. Penn State. Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here at Metalark Hills Golf Course on this Monday, where the Nebraska Children's Home has their annual benefit going on. And Daddy, that does not deter from us in continuing on with our 12 teams in 12 days as we get closer to Chicago. And there's not much closer to Chicago than Northwestern and Illinois, and we're going to go with Illinois today. But again, folks, don't forget we will be live in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days on July 28th and 29th, and we preview a different team every day leading up to that spot. And as we said, Daddy, the Fighting Illini up next.
Yeah, why not go to the Champaign News Gazette? Bob Osmussen joins us right now. Bob, thanks so much for the time. Welcome for your initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. We hope to catch up with you again in the future, but thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you guys asking.
You know, when I looked up Illinois this morning, Bob, I thought, gosh, what's that been, 3-4 years ago that Ron Zook took over? He's in his seventh year as the head coach of the Fighting Illini. Is this the breakout? They've been to bowl games, but is this a time that's going to put him over the edge and really put some W's up?
Well, I think there's a potential for that. They've got 8 home games. 2 of their road games are at Indiana and Purdue, and then they also play at Penn State. So if you look at their schedule, they don't get to play Nebraska. They don't get to play Iowa. Actually, they don't have to play Nebraska. They don't have to play Iowa. They don't have to play Michigan State. So if you look at that part of it, yeah, they're in pretty good shape. You got a quarterback back who's very effective and only going to get better. So, yeah, I think the opportunity is there now. Whether or not they come through has always been the question in Illinois. They haven't had back-to-back winning seasons at the school in almost 2 decades, and I think that's become a problem.
I guess that's where I go, Bob. But Tony asks if this will be the breakout year. Once again, does it have to be the breakout year for Ron Zook?
Not necessarily. I don't think he wants to go 4-8, but I think if they go 500 again, he'd be okay. The problem is there is no athletic director at Illinois right now. Ron Gunther retired after 2 decades. So you don't know what the new guy or new woman, whoever it happens to be, is going to do and say and expect from football. But as you know, at this level in the BCS conferences, football drives everybody else. So if your football is struggling, you can't really afford to let that go very long.
Bob, his recruiting classes have been some of the finest Illinois has ever had. He's made news nationally with those. What's the draw to Champaign other than Ron Zook being a good salesman?
Well, I think that's part of it. Also, playing in the Big Ten, and Nebraska is going to find this out, is appealing to a lot of people. And it's going to be different for Nebraska in terms of recruiting because you go to Ohio and Pennsylvania and Illinois to recruit. But it's a great conference and very exciting. The stadiums are all great. They're going to Michigan, Ohio State, and those places. But I also think if you're selling Illinois right now, you're selling opportunity because there isn't a lot of guys locked into spots, and you can become a player there very quickly. You can play as a freshman. They have a redshirt freshman quarterback that just started and had one of the most successful seasons ever for a young guy there. So there's a lot of opportunity. I think that's what I'd be selling.
Bob Osmussen of the Champaign News Gazette joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's get into the actual team for 2010. Bob, what do you see as the strengths of this Fighting Illini team coming into 2011?
Well, a couple things. Start with the quarterback, Nathan Shieldhouse, who actually is from Kansas City, went to Rockhurst, strongly considered Nebraska, actually, and real good quarterback, great kid, super leader. And he's got luckily for him, he's got basically 4/5 of a starting offensive line in front of him. So those two are strengths. I think they think the secondary will be good. Or better than it's been. The defensive line can be okay. But I would really start with the offense and the line and the quarterback and the potential there for the receivers.
obviously people out there, there's names that people will recognize. Rex Burkhead stands out from Nebraska being one of those. We think that Brandon Kinney could stand out as a receiver for Nebraska. Who by the end of the year, for Big Ten fans out there, we're trying to make the switch. We're trying to get away from knowing Oklahoma State, knowing Texas A&M. Who are the names of the Illinois players, the playmakers that we will know at the end of this season?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple guys. One is a receiver named A.J. Jenkins, who, it's kind of funny, after his sophomore year, he wasn't happy with the offense, was very disturbed, but he wouldn't get the ball enough, that kind of thing. They brought in Paul Petrino. Paul Petrino sat him down and said, I'm going to get you the ball, and he did. He got him 56 passes last year. He caught 56 passes. So I think A.J. Jenkins is a guy who could have a great year. And the other guy, Terry Hawthorne, is a kid from East St. Louis who's been hurt some. But he's going to be – he came here as a receiver, but he'll be a cornerback. And he's a guy that if he gets the ball, interception or whatever, it's pretty likely he can take it to the house. He's a terrific player and had kind of been hurt last year, hurt his foot right before the season started. That set him back. But he's a guy with unlimited potential. So I think look for Terry Hawthorne, look for A.J. Jenkins, and then obviously Nathan Shieldhouse would be – he'd be the first guy to look for.
Bob Osmussen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Champaign News Gazette. How about Big Jeff Allen up on the offensive line? I want to get your thoughts on both the lines. It looks like the offensive line should be a lot stronger than the defensive line. Is that the way we should understand Illinois?
Yeah, I think so. And you guys are going to Chicago. If you get a chance to talk to Jeff Allen, it's worth the time because he's an interesting guy, very funny, not full of himself, just a typical offensive lineman, but a lot of it. He'll share some opinions with you, let's put it that way. And he's a really good player, and he's a guy, really a great story. Came in, enrolled early when he first started his career and was overweight, like horribly overweight. It was 360 pounds, I think, when he got here. And by the time the fall rolled around, he was like down to 320. Or 315, and they said, hey, this guy, who they had no hope of playing, could play. And he played as a freshman, was a significant player, and then has just continued to grow. And now you look at draft charts for the next 2012 draft, he'll be the first Illinois guy listed and may have a chance to move himself way up into the draft. So, and again, great kid with a tremendous personality and a leader. And I think you show me a good offensive line, I'll show you an offensive line with a guy who kind of runs everybody else, not in a mean way, but just kind of make sure everybody, these guys are together, and they're pals, they hang out together, there's no divide along racial lines, or no divide along anything. They just kind of go hang out, they eat together, they watch movies together. So I think, and Jeff Allen, I think, is the kind of impetus to that. But he is part of what should be a pretty good offensive line. The only issue they've got is one tackle spot is, at least at the beginning of the season, is going to be manned by a guy who's never played before. They had a guy, Corey Lewis, who was going to be a returning starter who tore his ACL up, and so he won't be back until maybe Big Ten part of the season. So at least in the beginning, they're going to have a really young guy at one of the tackle spots, and that could be problematic, but the rest of the line, pretty solid. And if you look at what they've done over the last several years with Rashard Mendenhall, Michael Ashore, in terms of running, these guys have done some good work.
Bob, I guess you look at the defensive side of the ball. One person that stands out that many people will play on Sundays is a cornerback in Terry Hawthorne. Is he the strength of the defense?
He's a good start, and they got a guy who played safety last year unselfishly named Tavon Wilson, who will also be in Chicago, and he is a terrific player, and he'll go back to corner. So, yeah, I think the secondary is going to be good. Real interesting story at safety is a guy named Trulon Henry. And you might know his brother, who's Aurelius Ben, who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was a real good receiver here. Trulon is not your typical college senior. He spent 4 years in the penitentiary and obviously rehabilitated his life. He's got a young baby. He's married. He's turned into an outstanding citizen. And really, after a really kind of awful, high school, post-high school experience, and he became kind of a leader of the defense last year as well. A great kid who you just can't believe ever had the problems he had. But and to Illinois' credit, they checked him out. They knew his brother obviously well, and they made sure this was all going to be good and no problems. And he's been perfect and hasn't done anything. He's been a good student and really been an important part of the team. He'll be a guy that you'll see a lot of run support, and he'll have a good season. He I think he had 4 interceptions last year. He's kind of one of those ball hawk guys that kind of find the ball finds him, that kind of guys, if you know what I'm talking about. But he's an interesting story, a terrific kid who's really I admire anybody that's gone through the kind of or put himself through the own kind of duress he did, and then is able to bounce back and not end up being a bad person. He ends up being a good guy.
Bob Osmussen with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Champaign News Gazette as we preview the Illinois Fighting Illini on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Okay, I'm looking at the schedule overall with Ohio State maybe taking a nip. It seems like this new division is the supposed to be the three big boys and then the three others, and Illinois might be the one that rocks the boat for Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State. This could be a 6-2, and boy, if they really do something, maybe even a 7-1 ball club, and then it's Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin. Is that a reality that the team could be that in that spot when that big part of their schedule comes at the end?
Well, I really think they should win 8 games during the whole season, counting the non-conference. But yeah, I think the potential's there for 9 or 10 wins if everything goes well. Now, you don't know if that doesn't seem to happen in Illinois very often. But they beat Penn State last year in State College by 2 touchdowns. So I think the potential's there for them to do well in those games. And so, yeah, and Ohio State I don't think is going to be eligible for the bowl game or for the postseason.
Bob, we've been asking everybody this. Do you have your offensive and defensive preseason players of the year for this whole conference picked?
I think it's hard. I think there's a lot of guys, actually. I go to Michigan State's got 2 candidates in my mind, Edwin Baker and Kirk Cousins, and I think Nebraska's got at least 1 candidate, maybe 2, Taylor and Rex Burkhead. I think Illinois's got a candidate, Nathan Shulhouse. I think, go across the conference. I don't think there's an obvious guy. And then defensively, it's the same thing. It's very difficult to figure out who, because remember, this conference lost a lot of great players, and then we're all counting on Terrell Pryor to be back, and he's not. So, Russell Wilson, class is a good example, could come in and just go nuts at Wisconsin and be an obvious choice, not only as a Big Ten player of the year, but he might get the Heisman conversation if they do the right things with him. So I think there's talent across the board. I would say defensively, after watching Levante David several games last year, I don't think there's definitely not a better player in the Big Ten he's joining. So I would put him and his teammate maybe as Jared Crick as 1A, but I think those two to me seem real obvious on the defensive side. But I think offensively you're kind of it could be any of 10 or 15 guys. But defensively, yeah, definitely I'd start with Levante at that point. And I'll vote in some of those awards he'll be a part of and certainly keep his name high on my list just based on what he did last year. I think he tackled everybody, didn't he? I mean, it's like, well, those guys where he tackled the whole backfield, just kind of threw out until he finally got the ball. I mean, he was unbelievable, and I don't think they expected him to do that, but wow, what a tremendous first year. And I think the Pelinis, my sense is they know how to coach a little defense, so I don't think that guy's not going to get worse, right? I mean, he's going to get better. So what's he going to tackle 200 people this year? So I'm really impressed with what I've seen of him and their defense. I really believe this, and I don't know if you guys aren't worried about me telling you about Nebraska, but I really think defensively, I don't think the Big Ten quite understands what they're about to get. I don't think they quite realize how good that unit has been over time and how good they can be. And I think that will be if you ask me one thing that's going to be surprising to the Big Ten about Nebraska, it's going to be that part of it. It's going to be how good Nebraska's defense is, and it's going to be like, wait a minute, we didn't really want that part. they don't mind playing that offense from a couple years ago, but they'll have no interest in that defense. So.
Well, Bob, it sounds like you're on Nebraska's bandwagon. Who plays in the first Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, they play in the first Big Ten championship game. You got to remember they got I think they got a nice division set up in my opinion. I think Michigan will be good eventually again. Michigan State will. Iowa's good, but I think Nebraska's in the better side of it. And I really like the Badgers. And I think Wisconsin Nebraska game to start the Big Ten season is going to be a really important game. Not just I don't think in the Big Ten, but I think nationally you're going to be talking about a game that could determine one of the contenders for the BCS spots. So I really like the Badgers. I like Nebraska. And then I just want to see that game. I think whoever wins the first game, this is always what you're going to say, but I really believe this, whoever wins the first game is going to have a major disadvantage in the second game. Now, I don't know if that means if you're Nebraska, you want to lose in Madison. I don't think so. But I think that second game is going to be very difficult for whoever won the first one.
Well, Bob, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can't wait to get to Chicago and meet you in person. We sure appreciate the time. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate being on, and anytime you want to give me a call, okay?
All right, take care, Bob. Bob Osmussen of the Champaign News Gazette as we preview Illinois here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we continue to move along. We haven't quite reached the halfway point. Again, next Wednesday, our Nebraska roundtable, as we've done here the last few years, to wrap things up, and then we're off to Chicago as we're live here at Metalark Hills. We've moved the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth out here today for the Nebraska Children's Home annual golf benefit, and we'll be talking more about that in a minute. And it's been a big weekend with cruise night going on. All the classic cars were out at Midway. If you want your car to remain in great shape so it can become a classic, then check out Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. It's immediate maintenance service at the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location. Keep your vehicle in tip-top shape with very little charge and very little time, because they do it in under 30 minutes, and you don't even have to make an appointment, which was great for everybody out there. Oil change, maintenance inspection, and car wash. It's quality, complete service that saves time and money. And, of course, if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, check out the hassle-free pricing. That's all the rage right now at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, where you can feel confident that you get the best part, best price, and the best parts if you need your vehicle repaired. And always check out the website, as I did again last week, as they continue to add more great vehicles on the lot at thinkmidway.com. Daddy, though, Illinois, real deal. This is the Oklahoma State of last year, only not that good. But this team plays its first five games at home and only has four road games this year.
Yeah, and you look at those first five games, Arizona State's really the only one that I think would strike fear into anybody. Maybe the Sun Devils come in there and can do something against this Fighting Illini team. But Arkansas State, South Dakota State, two teams they should handle. Then Arizona State, then a Western Michigan team. You know, there's a team that they probably know as well as anybody, just being in that general vicinity of the country. You know, they've been up and down lately, could pose a challenge. But Illinois, being in the Big Ten, should take care of Western Michigan. And then you kick things off October 1st with Northwestern.
And you would think they would be an underdog in that game. But last year, even with all that quality Northwestern had some guys get beat up. They did beat Illinois or Northwestern at the end of the season, the next to last game. One thing they don't have, the last 2 years, Fresno State was their last game, a non-conference game. They lost two close games to them. But Northwestern had usually been at the end of their schedule as their rival. Now it's at the top of their schedule. If you get off, I don't know if you beat Arizona State, but you get off the 3-1 start, somehow you handle Northwestern, you go to Indiana, you expect that's going to be a win. Ohio State is at your place, and by that time we'll know if Ohio State's the real deal or not. And they'll be coming off back-to-back tough football games. Ohio State, that could be like the letdown game for Ohio State, Daddy, because they'll come in off the Nebraska game, they'll be coming in off of the Michigan State game, and they'll have to play Illinois then the week after Nebraska. Could be a letdown game. Illinois' schedule sets up well.
Perfect. You couldn't script as far as the teams they play. Like I said, no Michigan State, no Nebraska on there for starters. Then the games you got at home, you cannot complain about the schedule at all. And if you're going to expect to get through a year, you stay healthy, this is a year to make some noise.
Well, and if they don't get off to a good start, it's going to be a bad year, because Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin are three of their final four games. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more from Metalark Hills as we continue on this Monday here from the Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble, back after this.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot, with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
An excessive heat warning is in effect for our area today as we'll stay with lots of sunshine with highs around 100. South winds also increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live at Meadowlark Hills for the annual Nebraska Children's Home Golf Scramble. And it is jam-packed out here, Daddy, jam-packed.
Yeah, a lot of golfers coming through. Some people starting to eat a little lunch. So it's a great event. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. This year sold out, as we mentioned earlier. They're entertaining the idea of moving to two courses next year. So there's some great charities in the area. This is one of them. We're a part of them. We're glad to be a part of it.
Hey, for you folks out there that aren't golfing today, looking for a little light lunch in this heat, how about a salad, and how about doing it up with any of the flavored chicken they have at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island? Oh, there it is, air conditioning, little Keno. Watch the replays of the British Open or the soccer game or anything else that's going on. Try one of their signature salads, like the grilled or breaded chicken breast salad. Base it with one of their many wing sauces served on a bed of crisp lettuce, and then you get what you want, the onions, the tomatoes, the vegetables. How about the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad? Juicy chunks of crispy chicken, three cheeses, and the homemade pico de gallo. And Daddy, you know what? Just a little bit ago, I got the text message on what the deal of the week is, and you can sign up to be a part of their text club. All you have to do is text 28444 and enter PBA Coop. That's text the number 28444, and your message is PBA Coop. This week, the Coop has barbecue broiled chicken legs with skillet fries and corn for only $5.99. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Enjoy lunch, open 7 days a week. Why? Because you're hungry 7 days a week. In your case, sometimes thirsty.
Well, it's all free, too, if you pick the right Keno numbers. That's free.
That's good to know. Michelle Moline is joining us here. She is, I heard she's the big honcho.
Yes.
She's the real deal. She said, where's some shade? Oh, over by these radio dudes. I'm going to come talk to them.
Everybody's running around going, M squared, what's up? Yeah, let's go.
Michelle, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, coming out from Omaha to help get things going here with the golf tournament. And it's hot, but boy, a great turnout today. Congratulations, because in just a short amount of time, the committee out here has done a great job putting this event together.
Absolutely, and this is a great event for the Children's Home, and especially exciting for our program. Foster care is new to this area, and we're getting it up and running here. We have one staff member on board with us right now, but really looking at adding some foster parents. As I think we hear a lot about, there's a great need for foster homes here in this area and really across the state. But especially in this area, and we're really looking to recruit some new families that have the availability and the willingness to take in some children. We especially are needing homes for teens and older children, and we feel our program has a lot to offer foster parents. We've got 24-hour support. We have great training, both initially and ongoing, and feel that for those that think this they can make this commitment, really wanting to connect with some people and get our program going.
It's interesting because I think when people hear Nebraska Children's Home Society, they think, well, that's an adoption agency, and well, that's what they do. There's so many programs and services, not just foster care, that you guys offer and have available for the community and for people to take advantage of. Michelle, maybe you could hit on just a couple more of those.
Sure, absolutely. The Children's Home is historically an adoption agency, but you're absolutely right. We do offer a lot. Foster care being one of the services that a lot of people aren't aware that we offer, but that in Omaha we've been doing for many, many years. Some of the other programs we offer are we do a lot of education, both parent education, pre-parent education, for the community.
You don't need adoption for pre-parent education, I've been told, too. You know,
well.
I've seen a few of these people. I've seen a few of these kids, I'll tell you what.
We have our pregnant and pregnancy and parenting services that we have out here in Grand Island as well. Great program for those families that are facing an unexpected pregnancy, not quite sure how they want to handle that, can go through the options, really help with whatever that decision is. There, like I said, a lot of the classes out here, both related to adoption, parenting, foster care. We just have a lot of community education courses here as well.
Talking with Michelle Moline of the Nebraska Children's Home, and we are out here at Metal Arc Hills on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You brought one of the rookies along with you here to talk about a couple of the other programs. It's both ways, right, Michelle? I mean, we're looking. Most of the folks when we were involved and started to get involved with this were parents that were looking to adopt, but it goes the other way, too. We've got kids that need homes as well.
Absolutely. Many, many kids out there that are waiting for either a temporary home just until their parents can regain custody of them, can you know, get their situations back on track, but also some of those kids that have been involved in the system for quite some time and really do need to have that permanent home.
And, Christine, I think you are the one that can tell us more about that side of things. We're looking to place kids in homes, and that could, is that difficult, or do we have a lot of those here in the Tri-City area?
You know, right now, Doug, our foster homes are needed across the state and in the Tri-City area for all age groups, but we definitely need the foster homes for the older kids and the teenagers. You know, we have kids that come into the foster system on a daily basis across the state, but also in the Tri-Cities area. Children's Home Society is a wonderful agency, and we've provided services for over 117 years. With that being said, the foster care program, we serve the Tri-Cities area. I cover Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and all the surrounding communities.
That's one thing that people out there need to know. Because this event is held in Kearney, this is just where it originated. You've kept it here. There's an office in Grand Island. Grand Island and Kearney offices basically split Hastings. And then North Platte down the interstate, there's offices all over the state that do what you guys do.
That's right, Daddy. I'm the foster care case manager for the Central Service Tri-Cities area, and I office out of Grand Island. But like you said, we do cover the entire Central Service area. So even the surrounding, you know, smaller communities in Howard and Buffalo, Cherry County, things like that. So definitely individuals who are interested in becoming foster parents can contact me directly at 402-575-0951. Again, that's 402-575-0951, or via email if it's more convenient at cduda@ncshs.org.
And that is the website, too. If you want, we can tell you a few things here, but if you want to know more, go online, ncshs.org. We should get an email like that. It's much shorter,
yeah.
Much easier to remember, ncshs.org. You can find out all the information you want. And, Daddy, a well-spoken, intelligent individual that we were just interviewing. I can't imagine that she could possibly have any Duda blood in her.
Yes, it was very, very thought-out responses, articulate. That's excellent, Dad.
You didn't want us to bring that up, but, boy, that was so intelligent. We just had to prove that could happen twice on one show.
Yes, and I am proud to say that I am Christine Duda, and yes, two intelligent individuals on one show.
I'm guessing with this foster care deal, with everything that's happened in the state, with people going bankrupt and agencies moving out, you guys have gotten a lot more involved with the foster care situation. Is that true?
Well, we've always done foster care in the Eastern Service area in Sarpy and Douglas counties. We've done that for quite some time. But as the reform started and as we saw a need in some other areas, we know that we can help out here, and so we did make that commitment.
Well, great turnout here, Michelle, Christine. Again, anything else that you would like to let the folks know out there? Because I know the folks that we've dealt with are so happy with the way things have went for them, and I can only imagine that there are a lot of cases like that out there. Whether you're looking to adopt, whether you're looking to give a child up for adoption, they can work with you, they can contact you. Easiest way, go to the website, give you a call. All the information is on the website. Anything else you'd like to let the folks out there know about the Children's Home?
Nope, just like you said, to visit our website. If there's any, please look at all the services that we have to offer, and if there's anything that you think we can help with, please give us a call.
Christine, anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say go ahead and give me a call if you're interested, like she said, in programs, the foster care program, and even if you have any other questions and want further information, we're more than happy to get that out to you right away.
All right, gals, thanks for having us out, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Christine and Michelle with the Nebraska Children's Home. We are here at Meadowlark Hills. We have talked a lot of sports today. We have talked a little bit about the Children's Home, and we're glad to be here. We've got a little bit more to do before we get things wrapped up on this Doug and Daddy show. But, Daddy, what was the first thing you wanted to do once you got home this weekend? I mean, you were out working so hard and playing so hard, and then you needed a little relaxation.
Well, I wanted to get my recliner from Bruce Furniture. That's kind of a no-brainer. Just right for me. It's just right for you. Check it out. There's no after-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. The price of a piece of furniture is that price. They're not going to nickel and dime you afterwards. Plus, when they hauled it to my house, I didn't move the old one. They took care of that when they got there. That's just part of the service they provide, along with in-home interior decorating services for free. That all goes on at Bruce Furniture. It's right. It's fast. It's just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, they're waiting for you. Check them out today. And if, you know what? Maybe you get something out the showroom floor, you take it home with you, didn't look right, exactly like you had in mind in your room, that's fine. They'll take it back, get what does look good and suits your needs. That's what they do. Bruce Furniture is just right for you.
Well, if you've got anything more for us on the Doug and Daddy Show, shoot us an email to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We haven't even got into Legion Baseball, some of the local stuff with Miss Basketball. Kearney Post 52 and Runza both going to the state tournament. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit, but there's still a lot of baseball going on today, including Ryder Park. We've got some Grand Island teams that are still in there trying to get some things done, and a lot of area teams. But boy, can you imagine doing anything in this heat? Great job by the kids. And I saw our buddy Jimmy Langan behind the plate last night for that championship game, because who else would you have behind the plate for a championship game?
He got thumped on top of the noodle. Did you see that bump on his head?
Yeah, but that was like when he was three, wasn't it?
Well, no, it actually hit him pretty good the other night. Hope he's feeling okay. Also, Doug, before I forget, and I know you want to talk a little bit more Legion baseball talk, I got to give a shout-out to 2011 Cabela's Regional Walleye Champion.
Oh, my goodness, I've heard about this. I heard this is huge.
Yes.
This is huge.
Brian Reglin, Brett Lumpy-Vinzant, Cozad and Bertrand, respectively, bringing home the trophies, five-state area that this regional tournament covered, Texas, Colorado, Kansas, Wyoming, Nebraska.
Tournament was at McConaughey.
At Lake McConaughey, I believe 120 teams, and I'm not positive on that. But several area teams are doing very well. I know James Beiser and his partner ended up third or fourth in that. They're in the Loomis area. But several people did very, very well out there. Congratulations, though, on those two guys taking home the big trophy and all the
It's just another
there's parades and accolades. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Ticker tape and suds, and it's just like a Darren Clark party. That's all there is. But it just goes to prove just another talented individual bringing home another championship from the great city of Cozad.
There you go.
I heard Jared Crick called his athletic director, Brian Reglin, give him a pep talk before they went out on the water. You would think if you've been on McConaughey for 16 straight days, you would be able to find where the fish are come tournament.
Yeah, if you lived out there, yeah, you would think.
So congratulations, and congratulations. They don't have to hit the lottery now. They can survive for another summer. And all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, a perfect day for an icy, frozen Coke or cherry treat, just a dollar, any size you want. Two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, or next to the Walmart on the north side of town, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Also, BK, celebrate in Cozad with Brian and Lumpy, North Platte, Lexington as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain. A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome back to Midway Auto Group Broadcast Booth, which is outside today at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course. Doug and Daddy Show, where the Nebraska Children's Home putting on their annual golf tournament. Started out with a small event, and in just 3 years, it is full field here at Meadowlark Hills. And we thank and Michelle and Chris and all the folks here, Brianna, all the folks, want to thank the golfers that have turned out here today to help this great organization. And, you can't say much more than that, Tony. And
hold on. Mrs. Farrell wants to send out happy birthday wishes to her very, very lovely husband, Leland Ferrelli, today. So happy birthday, Lee. He's one of our buddies.
Is it Lee Ferrelli's 37th birthday?
39th.
Way to go, Lee Buck. Attaboy. Big 39. There'll be a small celebration later today. these poor people on a day like this trying to keep liquidated. Woo! Wouldn't know nothing about that. Daddy, I don't think you guys talked about who's all going to Big Ten Media Day, did you?
No.
Nebraska is sending out, they could pick about anybody, but Jared Crick, Levante David, Rex Burkhead, all going, Rex going out to represent the offense, and obviously Crick and David, and you can send two or three other guys, Dennard, out there. I mean, Nebraska's defense has some really good ones, but as I look up and down the list, as we go to Big Ten Media Days here next week, next Thursday and Friday, going to be a lot of good people on hand, and you just look up and down the line. I mean, Denard Robinson's going to be there for Michigan. Kirk Cousins is going to be there for Michigan State. Minnesota. Well, we'll find out more about that tomorrow. Dan Persa, the outstanding quarterback for Northwestern, is going to be there. He's actually the man that Phil Steele has as his top quarterback in the Big Ten, which is saying something. And Phil Steele is scheduled to join us Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has the most accurate preseason collegiate football magazine for the last 13 seasons, and Phil Steele makes his inaugural appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show on Wednesday, and we are looking forward to that. As you heard when we talked with Bob here to talk a little Illinois football, Tavon Wilson, AJ Jenkins, Jeff Allen, three of their big fellows are going to be out there. Ohio State, just in case you want to know, Mike Brewster, the center, linebacker Andrew Sweat, and Orion Johnson, a defensive back.
Okay.
Exactly. Are those household names? I don't know. But a lot of great players from last year are going to be at Big Ten Media Days, and we're looking forward to being there. Taylor Martinez, he's on the Davey O'Brien watch list, made it all the way to the semifinals last year for that award. Goes to the best quarterback in the country. Rex Burkhead on the Doak Walker Award watch list, which goes to the best running back in the country. Team USA does win a gold medal this weekend, but it was in the Men's Senior World Football Championships. Evidently, that game with Mexico was supposed to be the championship game, which they won 17-7 because they just trashed Canada 50-7 on Saturday, scoring 30 points there in the second quarter. Of course, Jordan Brown
assistant coach at Hastings College and assistant coach on this team, which the head coach, Mel Churchma, who for years the head coach down there at Northwest Missouri State, Cody Hawkins, one of the players on this team, he was one of their main quarterbacks during this time, but they scored 30 points in the second quarter and were up 37-7, and they cruised. So can't wait to talk to Jordan here in the near future about his experience over there in the United States bringing home the gold medal.
That should be a lot of fun. And I don't, you know what, you keep rattling off names for Big Ten media days. I can't wait to get to Chicago and start learning about the Big Ten. That's when your focus really...
I'm reading up on it, doing as much as I can, but that's when you're going to learn a whole lot. The Kansas Eclipse Sparks beat Colorado Sharpshooters to win the 16th annual Miss Basketball Showcase last night at the Air Conditioned Health and Sports Center at UNK, 45-39. Now let's get you up to date on what I have here for American Legion Baseball. A6 seniors at Ryder Park. We already told you about Kearney, both winning, both advancing to state. The seniors will be in Omaha. The juniors will be at Hastings, and those get underway Saturday. Grand Island Home Federal plays a winner's bracket game against Fremont tonight at 7:30. At Ryder Park. The rest of this is juniors information. Grand Island teams are both scheduled to play today at Columbus. Elimination game, 5 points against the Columbus Blue at 5, and at 7:30, Wells Fargo will be against Fremont in a winner's bracket contest. The B5 at Aurora. O'Neill is the lone unbeaten team. Aurora and Albion play an elimination game today. Over at McCook, Shelton Gibbon, they are the lone unbeaten team. They've won a couple of close games as the top seed. And Minden and Holdridge will play an elimination game today. The winner will have to beat Shelton Gibbon twice. For our friends at Sutton, Sponge's kid, I see where he's 9-0 with 9 shutouts this year.
So, can he pitch every night for him?
Wow. Sutton is the lone unbeaten team. Davenport Edgar will play Wymore tonight in an elimination game. The winner will have to beat Sutton twice. They're playing the C6 over at Palmer. Ravenna taking on Taylor Burwell Sargent tonight in an elimination game. At Overton, Overton is the lone unbeaten team remaining, so they await the winner of tonight's elimination game. Imperial will take on, I believe, Grant in that elimination game tonight. They had a little rain delay, I believe. It's hard to believe earlier this week. Cornhusker State games were this weekend, and they still have more to go next week. And the 103rd Nebraska Amateur Championship is going to take place this week. It's teed off today at Shadow Ridge Country Club. 144 golfers. Fremont's Andy Sajovic is the defending champion. 6 past champions in the field. Quite a few golfers from around here, too, Tony, that are going to try and make the cut.
Yeah, hopefully we get some local people to advance and make a little noise in that. This is straight stroke play. I mean, this isn't. You're trying to shoot a 65. I mean, that's the goal. It's not head to head. It's not 7-6. It's not like that. It's all stroke play now.
Brandon Creek has had some luck at this. John Hurley has had some luck at this, and we anticipate having a John Hurley on again here before the Cox Classic. Blake Trimble will be making some contacts. Also got a couple other special guests on the hook that we're working on right now. Finally, though, Tony, before we get out of here today, baseball-related story. Coach Darren Erstad will draw a starting salary of $160,000 a year. Erstad's contract not finalized, according to the Athletic Business Office. Pay is less than half of the $330,000 that Mike Anderson got. Athletic Director Tom Osborne firing Anderson after the third straight year. But they have said Erstad had an opportunity to spend his money, spread it out more, with his assistant coaches, and so that's proof of it right there.
Yeah, I'm guessing Darren Erstad is probably making more on interest per month than that contract is what he made in the big leagues, so good for him. Those assistant coaches, maybe that's why he attracted the talent he did to Lincoln to help the team to get the thing turned around.
They also like to spread the wealth at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center when it comes to baseball as they're winding down their baseball blowout, which also includes a few softball items as well. And most everything is 40% off, like Little League bats, like girls' softball bats, bat bags, catcher's equipment, gloves, pants. We were just talking to some of the golfers out here where the second season of Little League travel teams is getting underway, or maybe you're getting ready to go to state and you need some equipment. They've got it for you. They've got it at discounts. Get ready for next year on some of these items. Yeah, I know you can't guess what the shoe size is going to be, but some of these things you are. You can get a bat. You can get a bat bag. You'll be ready to go next year, and you're going to save a ton of money. Wilson, Mizuno, TPX, Easton, Rawlings, the great brand names right there at Misco Sports. Tell them you heard it on ESPN Radio under new ownership, but the same great management that they've had for years. See Steve and the entire gang down there at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Merritt, you guys are all taken care of back there?
Let's go.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, let's wrap up an extended Doug and Daddy show here from the Nebraska Children's Home up at Metal Arc Hills, putting on their annual golf tournament. And, of course, if you want more information on the Nebraska Children's Home, go to their website, nchs.org. nchs.org. It's an opportunity to learn more about the programs and services of the Nebraska Children's Home Society. We want to thank our guest today on the Doug and Daddy Show,
Bob Osmussen, all the way from the Champaign News-Gazette.
Michelle and Christine with the Children's Home for being on the program today. All the fine folks that helped us be a part of this and reciprocating what they're trying to do here. And tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, among our guests, we'll go 12 teams in 12 days, and we will go to Minnesota.
Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, joins us to preview the Golden Gophers, new head coach. We'll see what's going on there.
Stay cool, folks. For Tony Davis, the Big Daddy, I'm Doug Duda saying USA, USA.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.